Welcome to A Time in the Word and A Time in Prayer with Jeff Glass.
Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, "Let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us." He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure. Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, "You are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them to pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore be wise, O kings. Be instructed, you judges on the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all those who put their trust in him." Let's pray. Father, we come before you today, a rebellious people. We are rebellious because you have given us in the pages of Scripture the roadmap to life. And by choice, we have turned our backs on your word. We have trusted in our own judgment, in our own direction, and in our own way. Forgive us, O Lord, for our rebellion is great and our sin is great. Father, those who rebel against you and choose to disobey your word don't love you. They don't know you, and your truth is not in them. You have told us, Lord, in the Bible that those who know you will obey you and keep your commandments. Father, my prayer today is for those who name the name of Jesus as Lord and Savior, that their lives would be pure in heart, pure in deed, and pure in worship, so that the love of God can be perfected in each one. Your Holy Spirit, Lord, is at work in the heart of every believer. Lead us and direct us in lives of obedience, so when we tell others that Jesus abides in our hearts, our lives would reflect the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for the man or the woman who desperately wants to name the name of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, but continues to resist and hold back. Salvation is not an act of human will, but is an act of divine accomplishment. You tell us in Scripture, Lord, that you love the world so much that you sent your only Son, Jesus Christ, to pay the price which you required of all our sins, death on a cross. Cause every man and woman, Lord, to examine their hearts in light of Scripture, in light of the Ten Commandments, and reveal to each one the magnitude of failure and sin. Soften each heart, O Lord, and lead each one in true confession and true repentance, so that your Holy Spirit can open those hearts and plant himself deep into each desiring heart, giving the free gift of salvation. Thank you, Father, for this time in the Word, and for this time we have spent in prayer. In your name we pray. Amen.
This has been A Time in the Word and A Time in Prayer with Jeff Glass, sponsored by The Hand in the Storm Ministries, P.O. Box 53559, San Jose, California, 95153. The website is thehandinthestorm.org. Our prayer for you today is that the Lord would move your heart to spend time with Him in the Word and spend time with Him in prayer. And thank you for spending these few minutes with us. And know that your generosity in supporting this ministry will be used to the honor and glory of God.